Blog Talk Radio. Unending love, amazing grace. We can never be reminded enough. We can never be thankful enough for what all God has done for us. Good afternoon or good evening. This is Jeannie. I want to thank each and every one for tuning in tonight and for taking your time to be with me tonight. I so appreciate it. It is April the 5th. We've turned over another month, and I hope each and every one of you had a wonderful Easter, Passover this weekend, Easter yesterday. I hope you had some good food and good fellowship and spent time with the Lord and got to be with those that you love. I'll remind each again, anyone that's listening by computer and you would like to call in for the program, it's 319-527-6027. And if you want prayer, be sure and click 1 on your phone that put your hand up so that I know. Anyhow, thank you. Thank you each and everyone for being on here tonight, for just taking your time. And that I know time is precious and time is something we never get back, but I thank you for taking your time to be with me. I wanted to talk to you tonight, and I'm going to be honest, I don't really have a lot of answers other than just what the Word says, but something that was on my heart this afternoon. And I kind of titled this, Do You Respond or Do You React? And it's about things in life that are not fair. I mean, how many times in life, and particularly when we were young, and I'll raise both hands on that, do we not make the statement, that's not fair. That's not fair. I mean, we see it in life every day. Every day. There are so many examples in life. There are so many examples in the Bible of things in life of where we are affected in a situation due to the consequences or actions of another person, something that we had absolutely nothing to do with, no fault of our own, nothing we did to cause it, nothing that we did to partake in it. And yet we had drastic life changes, or we suffered loss because of the choices of another person. And my question is, how do we handle these sort of things? You know, there's so many examples in the Bible that we can look at, and this is a subject, to be honest, you could talk about for hours. But, I mean, we look even in life, even like in this last year, like the case with George Floyd. And, I mean, everybody knows, you know, has seen all of that on the news and the things that went on there, you know, of the policemen that were involved with George Floyd. And then he died and such as that. But we also saw the cases of where there were people on the other side of the United States, people that were even nowhere near that had nothing to do with it, didn't even know the officers, didn't know George Floyd, nothing, that had their businesses destroyed, people that were attacked, people that were killed, people that had their vehicles burned up or their houses looted and destroyed, just all kinds of things. And yet they had nothing to do with it, knew no one involved. But yet the ripple effect behind that event, it affected their lives. You know, I look at the situation, I was thinking in the Bible of some of the things, and I thought about the situation with Jonah, you know, when God had told him to go to Nineveh, and he didn't want to. I mean, the people that of Nineveh, for one thing, they were enemies of Jonah and his people, you know, and he had the rightful thought that they might would even kill me, God, if I go there, because they hate us. You know, they had warred with them. They had been crossed with those people. They were an enemy to them. And God was telling him to go preach repentance to them. And he's like, God, I don't want to preach repentance to them. I want you to wipe them off the face of the earth. You know, bring down the fire and brimstone. Get them, God. Sick them. You know, but he, not only was he afraid to go, but he didn't want to go. You know, but you look, you know, in that story, Jonah is really the main character. I mean, if you read it like a book, read it like a story, Jonah, the story is about Jonah. and about his obedience and disobedience. But you look at that, there are other people that got involved in that situation, particularly the man that owned the boat. See, when Jonah decided that he would go to Tarshish instead, he's like, well, I'm not going to Nineveh. I'm going to go to Tarshish. So he got on this guy's boat. Well, the man that owned that boat and the sailors, the other people that were on it, and then the cargo he had, that man knew nothing about what had gone on with Jonah. He knew nothing about God talking to him. He had no idea that Jonah was in disobedience. I mean, he didn't have a dog in the race, so to speak. But yet, because of God dealing with Jonah on that, you know, that boat got into a great storm. I'm sure there was probably damage to the boat. You know, they became so afraid, and the boat looked like it would sink that they began to throw the cargo off the boat. Now, who knows how much the cargo was worth to him? I mean, that was very likely his livelihood, or maybe he would have to replace that cargo if it belonged to someone else. And yet, you know, Jonah did finally tell him, you know, this is happening because of me. You know, if you'll throw me overboard, y'all will be okay. And they did. You know, they with after some talk, they did. They threw him over, and the Lord calmed the sea. But yet, see, that damage was already done. The cargo had already been thrown overboard. Maybe all of it. I don't know. You know, what damage to the boat had already been done. But, you know, we look at this, and you know, everyone on that boat, that the owner of that boat, they all thought, God, this isn't fair. This wasn't about us. This wasn't anything that we did. This was someone else. And, you know, I think most things that happen in life, honestly, they're not caused by God. You know, we have a free will to choose, you know, and the people around us also have a free will to choose. And unfortunately, sometimes we end up being involved in it, whether we want to be or not, just because of the association. You know, it's, you know, you look at even people that they get drunk and they end up running, having a car wreck and maybe killing a family or killing a child. The people in the car, they had absolutely nothing to do with it. It was no fault of their own. You know, and did God know it was going to happen? Yeah. He's God. He sees everything. He knows everything. So, yes, he does know. And there are times that God does give us warning. You know, sometimes we don't hear. I think there's many times that we don't hear. You know, even in the case of the 9/11, you know, there were many in that tower that died. But yet there were also many stories of people that were miraculously saved that said, you know, their alarm didn't go off, or the Lord told them not to go that way, you know, go a different way or go in late or call in that, you know, and we don't know all the reasons why. You know, we don't know why some end up being lost in those situations and some are spared. But we do know that our part is how we respond to stuff. You know, in all of those difficult places that we go through, there's always opportunity for growth. And most of the time it takes a whole lot of asking God, Lord, how do I handle this? God, what's your wisdom in this situation? Lord, where do I start? You know, what's the next step in this? And it is real easy as human beings to let our emotions get the best of us. You know, to look at the injustice of something and you know, and to want vengeance on a person because, you know, we're dealing with pain. We're dealing with loss. You know, we're dealing with anger and just the whole wrongness of a situation, you know, and there are those that they blame God. God, you knew. God, you could have prevented this. You know, we look at the situation with Job, which is just mind-boggling to me sometimes. You know, all of the loss he went through, and it was nothing that Job had done. You know, God said, have you considered my servant Job? And yet the sickness that he went through, now they say, you know, historians, whatnot, they say that this all happened over about a 9-month period. That's what I've heard. You know, his animals died. His animals were killed. All of his children were killed. You know, he was wrongly accused. His friends gave him the worst advice in the world, along with his wife. You know, and everyone's like, well, you must have done something for all of this to be going on in your life. But all of the loss that went on in his life, all the pain, all the hurt. You know, when we read the account of places where he's like, you know, God, what's going on? You know, why are you afflicting me? And yet in all of that, he says, though you afflict me, yet will I praise you. You know, he kept his heart right. And I'm sure at times it was difficult to do that, particularly with the outside influences he had. But we also know that God restored him. You know, he restored him. He had more than he ever had before. But, you know, even in that, we can still look and say, yes, but those first children, they were still dead. Those first children still died. They were gone. Even though God gave him more and gave him the fairest daughters in the land and restored his wealth and multiplied it back. And those are the things we have to just be able to turn it over to the Lord and just say, God, you're God and I'm not. And Lord, you have the answers. And regardless of what things look like, you're always good. You're always good. You know, I've gone through the same thing myself the last 4 years. If you listened last week, you heard it that, you know, I went through 4 years of an inheritance case. And it was nothing of my own doing. It was nothing that I did. It was not even my idea to have to get an attorney. You know, I was basically forced to do that. And but in the process, I could see how God worked in me because I had to continually go back to the Lord and say, Lord, what is your heart in this? Lord, help me to not be exasperated. Lord, help me to not get angry. Lord, help me not to get into any kind of bitterness or hate or blaming. Lord, help me to have your heart of compassion and understanding. And Lord, but yet at the same time, as the scripture says, be wise as a serpent, but harmless as a dove. That we have the wisdom of God, that we're listening to him, that we don't make a step that we don't talk to the Lord about, that we're constantly before him, but also constantly self-inspecting our hearts and saying, God, cleanse me. Lord, show me if there's anything in me, Lord, that can be a stumbling block, anything in me that could be the root of any kind of evil or anything, that we're constantly going back, and it's a growth. And, you know, the Lord, sometimes he delivers us from stuff, but sometimes he lets us go through it because he wants us to have that growing opportunity. He wants us to grow through it. He wants it to have its perfect work in us. You know, the word even talks about let patience have its perfect work. And it's not just patience. It's many things that has, God's Spirit has his perfect work in us if we allow him to, and we come out bigger in the Spirit, more anointed, more peace, more understanding when we get to the other side of it, and more able to be used by God at the other side of it. You know, I don't have the answers, you know, all of these questions. I don't have the answers to all of that, but I do know, you know, that all of these opportunities, all of these things that come through, all of these things that our part is to respond the way God wants us to and not to react through our emotions or, you know, getting into our own thoughts about this is so wrong. This is such an injustice. This is not anything that I had anything to do with. And there's every day there's situations that happen in life that we have to, our lives are affected by the choices of other people. I will say all of that, it makes us all the more go back and inspect our own actions and say, Lord, have there been things that I've done that have affected the lives of others? Have I made choices that had an ill effect on others' life, that caused them hurt, that caused them harm, that caused them to stumble? You know, it says in Matthew 19:28-29, and this is one thing that come to my heart. It said, Jesus said to them, truly I tell you, at the renewal of all things, when the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or fields for my sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life. You know, and I've heard some say that you will receive 100 times as much in this life and receive eternal life. But I think it comes down, you know, sometimes in order to deal with things, we just have to look at it like Jesus did. Those that put him on the cross, those that nailed him to the cross, you know, took his clothes from him, those that did all those things and those that accused him, where he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And sometimes that's really the only stance we can take is just, Lord, if they really understood, if they could really see the truth of God, I don't mean just the truth of a situation, but the truth of God, if they really had enlightenment, they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do it. If they could really see how much God loves them and what God has for them, and that God has no favorites, and that God will provide for them, that they can trust him, they don't have to steal, they don't have to lie, they don't have to cheat, that God will look after their children, they don't have to try to do that themselves, you know, that God can bring healing to them, you know, physically, mentally, you know, that God can give them the jobs that they need, the homes that they need, that God can direct their paths, and that the injustices that have come their way, that God can handle it, and he's always going to handle it the best way. Because quite honestly, we can't. We can't. All we can do is keep our hearts right before God and look to him for leading and guidance and wisdom, but leave the situation in his hands. It's when we try to take a situation into our own hands and try to use earthly thought processes, I guess I would say, that we get in trouble. So anyhow, it's just kind of, it's something to think about, something to study, something to ponder in your heart. You know, there are so many things in life and seem like even more so in these days that we see than we just think this is so wrong. Why can't they just do right? Why can't they do right? Why, you know, and I'm sure there are times that people say have said the same thing about us through the years, you know. Why can't, you know, maybe your moms and dads said, why can't this kid just do right, you know. So, anyhow, that's what was on my heart today, this afternoon. Just looking at situations that go on in people's lives and things that just seem like such an injustice, seem like such a wrong, and how we deal with it is what God really cares about. He cares about what we go through. He's a God of compassion. He says he's touched by the things that touch us. But he's the only one that can take wrongs and make rights. He's the only one that can bring restoration. He's the only one that can bring healing. And our part is to follow him. Our part is to obey him. Our part is to keep our hearts clean before him and just obey him, because once again, just like Jeremiah 29:11, he knows the plans he has for us to do us good and not harm, to give us a hope and a future. Amen. Amen. Well, I'm going to play a song right quick while I write down phone numbers, and then we'll start taking callers.
About the oil dripping from my head, I never did dream beyond the pastures I could tend. about the praise, not about the street parade. Didn't really need a crowd when Goliath fell down. I never meant to woo a king with simple shepherd songs, or hide away inside a cave, safe from danger's arms. I never meant to wear a crown or try to bring armies down. It never was about me and who I hoped to be.
Thanks, everyone. There was a couple of numbers that I could not find in my list, so, and that's all right. I'll get your names when I get to you. So, Lord, I thank you tonight for each and every one, and, Lord, I just speak blessing over each and every one. Lord, we just ask, Lord, that we just have ears to hear and eyes to see, Lord, and that your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, 205-531. Is this Miss Julia May?
Yes.
How are you tonight, sweetie?
Just fine.
Good. There's seem like it's my connection's not real good with you. Seem like I'm having just a little bit of trouble hearing you.
Oh, well,
Okay. It's just a little bit muffled. I don't know if it's my computer tonight or if it's your phone, but I can hear you, but not really good.
Can you hear me now? So,
that's much better. Much better.
Okay. Okay.
Good, good. And how's your daughter, how's Jennifer doing?
She's doing fine, doing fine.
Good, good, good. Well, let's just pray for you. Father, I thank you for Julia May tonight, Lord, and I thank you. I'm hearing the word strong. I'm just hearing the word strong, Julia May, that God has made you strong. He has given you the ability through him to stand, and he has infused you with strength through this. I know through everything that you've gone through and all that you've gone through with Jennifer, at times it may have felt like that you were using all of your strength just to stand. But I just sense that God has infused you with strength during this time, that he has sustained you and has given you strength and has given you energy when otherwise maybe you wouldn't have had any. So, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for that. And, Lord, I thank you, Lord, that how you have held Julia May up. Lord, how you have just poured into her and, Lord, have given her, helped her, and given her the ability to stand through the warfare and through the difficulties and through all of the caretaking and the hospital visits, and I'm sure the questions of family members and things like that, Lord. You know, sometimes we even get accusations from family members, and those can be difficult because sometimes we'll have those they'll say, well, if you'd have done this or if you'd have done that or if you could, you know, there's always those things that come our way too. So, Lord, I just thank you, Father. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for days ahead, Lord, of restoration, for days ahead, Lord, of recuperation. And, Lord, I thank you for that. Lord, I thank you just for your mercy and your grace and your care, Lord. I thank you, Lord, even for, Lord, the restoration of some finances, Father. I thank you, Lord, even for the restoration of some finances, Lord, for these things, finances are poured out during these times. Finances, those things are poured out. Just the going, the back and forth, and the coming in, the doctor visits, and the bills, and all of those sorts of things like that. It takes a lot of money just to go through it. So I'm just sensing, Julia, some restoration. Like I said, I got the words restoration and recuperation from this. And, Lord, I thank you for rest, and I thank you, God, for peace. Lord, peace of mind, Lord, not just peace in the household, Lord, but some peace of mind in all of that. And, Lord, we just praise you, and we thank you, God, because you're always good. Lord, and we thank you for the completion of the process. Lord, I thank you, God, for the completion of the process, Lord, and that all of it has gone on, Lord, that it will be a witness to others. It'll be a witness to other family members. It'll be a witness to other friends and even those in the hospital, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the witness and for the effect that it will have, the lasting effect, Lord, that it will have on those lives, Lord, that they will have seen the hand of God move in this situation. And Lord, we praise you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, you got any updates or anything you were wanting to share tonight, Julia May?
No, I'm still waiting on the doctor to, you know, get the give her a date to get her peg tube taken out. So, and she went to her, she went to the neurologist. They said she's doing good because he, you know, asked what she had a side effect from medicine and everything because she has seizures now. And she has some other. She's just doing fine. Mm-hmm.
Good. How are you doing in all of this? I mean, how are you feeling? Are you feeling relieved? Are you feeling like you're needing some refreshing and such?
No, I'm holding on. Like I said, God gave me his peace, so I was able to deal with a lot of it. Just like I said, now is I didn't deal with so much, you know. So now it's a routine where, you know, I do this and that, and, you know, we can get in the car and go to the doctor. Don't have to worry about trying to rush and get the bus and all that. And she, when she walk, we go to the store and she will walk a little bit. She get tired, so I went to Walmart and, you know, so she can buy her little blouse. So we got about 2 blouses. And I told her, come on, when we came on back home, you know, they get out of the house because she got a little restless. So she don't be one, you know, she been in the bed so long. And I can, you know, I tell her, I took a toll on her. And I can just look up sometimes. I say, Lord, you just don't know what you know, but we don't know, you know, what she went through. She went through so much with the COVID. Yeah. And, you know, so, but other than that, you know, she's doing good, you know. Bouncing
Praise
around.
Praise God.
Oh, yeah.
I just sense some restoration and recuperation. I just sense some things, you know, like things getting easier and things, things looking up and God just restoring some things back to you that would have been drained during this time. So praise God for it. Well, is there anything in particular that you want to pray for while I've got you, Julia?
No, still pray for our nation and finance. You know, still have, because like still looking for a home job since she's not going. Cause like I said, I'm looking at she's not able to go back to the sun now because she's still a little weak and she won't be able to deal with some of the stuff they do. And you know, still have looking for a job and somebody would tell me, you know, they unemployment still locked up and all that. So you know, I can understand because I'd have been there. So I know how it is to be 5 and 6 months. You know. You can't get an income, so, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Lord, we just come into agreement, Lord, for the finances, Lord, for the provision, and, Lord, for the way being made for them, Lord. Mm-hmm. Father, for you to make the connections that need to be made, Lord, that will bring this through to them, Lord, and that everything that has tried to hinder or hold back the finances, that has tried to block things, Lord, just to... Father, that you open up the way, Lord, that you make a way where there seems to be no way, Lord. And I thank you, even God, for the favor of God for Julia May and all of this, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, that you are the way maker. When there seems there's no way, you are the way maker.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you, Lord, and we give you praise. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, hon, for calling in, and thank you for giving us updates, and just thank you for being a faithful listener.
Okay, you be blessed, and thank you.
Uh-huh, good night. Okay, 910-709. Is this Miss Sylvia?
Hi. Yes, it is. How are you?
I'm good. How are you tonight?
Quite well, thank you.
Oh, great. That's good. Thank you, Jesus. I enjoy hearing that you're well. That's awesome. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Well, I pray that things are getting better in the household and God's moving. I'm just trusting God to do that in your life and to work in all of that situation I know that you've been going through.
Yeah, so, mightily.
Yeah.
Yes,
he's
getting better.
Yeah, that's good. Well, let's say, Father, I just thank you for Sylvia tonight. And, Lord, I thank you, God. I'm hearing the word cruise, and I don't know if that means, like, you know, like that word. I don't think that's talking about a cruise on a ship. I think that's talking, you know, how we just cruise through a situation, you know. You know,
uh-huh.
We used to, I don't know about you, but, you know, we said, I said, oh, man, I'm just cruising, you know. That
uh-huh.
means that things become not much effort, that we were able to just cruise through a situation, that we're able – but it just seems like okay, this, I won't say effortless maybe, but that's sort of the thought, that's sort of the feeling is that, you know, we press and we push at times and we pray over situations and we stand, and then when God moves, it's like, whoosh. And I know you've seen these situations, and I have too, right at the top of my head. You know, I'm trying to think of a situation where that it just happened. There's been many of them through the years. But, you know, at times we'll stand and we'll even worry about stuff, and Lord help us in those areas. But we'll sit and ponder stuff, and we'll try to figure out some way to do it. And we'll try to figure out, like, Lord, how is this going to happen, you know? And before we actually even get to a situation, we'll be thinking ahead. And like, Lord, now when this comes, what am I going to do here? And how, you know, I've done that.
Uh-huh.
I've done that with farm stuff. I would take stuff through. I would look at it frontwards and backwards and sideways and upside down, and I'm thinking, okay, now this is coming. This is ahead of me here, and I need to have this all thought out, and I need to have this all figured out, and I need to have a plan A and a plan B and a plan C. And we do that. You know, we do that. And,
yes.
And yet when we're talking to the Lord, and so many times God has got a plan all along. But, see, we're trying to figure it out. And we're trying to, in our own strength, like okay, I want to have all, you know, I want to have this, I want to see this from A to Z. And so often God's already got a plan. And then when get to that situation, we just cruise on through it because God's already done it. Because he's already got, he's already gone before us. The word says he goes before us and he makes the crooked places straight. And so many times those things that we have fretted over and pondered over and sweated over we've prayed over them and think, oh, I need to fast over this and stuff. And there are times, praise God, that God's already got it. He's like, I've got you covered. I got you covered. Just relax. You know, and I have done it. I'm sure everybody has done it at times. You know, like I said, I wish right this second I could think of some of the examples. Seemed like I want to think of some of the examples, maybe with selling cabs and stuff. But though, there are those times, that, like I said, that when we will sit and just go through, you know, just have spasms over something because we're trying to figure it out. And then God actually has already got it. And then when we get to that situation, we just cruise right through it because God already had it. He already had the answer. He had already gone and prepared the way. And he had already, you know, there it says before we even call on him that he'll answer us. And that's just like that's what I'm getting. Like I said, as I started to pray, I heard the word cruise, but I wasn't, like I said, it wasn't like taking a cruise. It was like cruising through some situations, right situations. Yeah. Lord, I just thank you, Father. I thank you for your faithfulness, and Lord, how you do go before us and make the crooked places straight, and Lord, that you prepare the way and you make the way. And Lord, I repent, even at times that we fret and we worry and we try to figure situations out rather than just casting our cares upon you because you care for us, Lord, and then trusting you that you've got it handled, that you're taking care of the situation, Lord. Lord, we see no place in the Word where Jesus ever fretted over anything. Lord, that when he needed to cross the lake, when it was a storm, he could just walk across it. Or if he took a boat and then the storms come up, he slipped through the storm, Lord, because he trusted you. And he knew that you would get him to the other side. And Lord, I just thank you, God, that you get us to the other side. That, Lord, we just desire to trust you as a little child and know that our Daddy God, that is such a loving Father, is always watching out after us and is taking care of us. So, Lord, we thank you for the ability to just cruise through a situation because we've given it to you. And, Lord, we give those things to you and we leave them in your hands, Father. We leave them in your hands, Lord, and we just turn those things loose and know that our good, good Father has got it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's a good word. Interesting. I don't know that I've ever gotten that quite like that before. But
about cruising through a situation.
Yeah.
Yes, I've had two things that happen. I think I told you about it a while ago. When I first started talking to you, I had wanted to be on the altar team at church, and I was, I guess it wasn't time, and I feel like, I was being pushed aside or whatever, so I just waited. And so Tuesday, the pastor came to me and asked me to be on the prayer team, as of laying on of hands. And I could not believe it. I was like, thank you, Jesus. It was all about timing. You know, it was all about timing. But when it first happened, You know how sometimes we can feel a certain way about something. We don't know that we really have to wait, you know,
right.
to do that. So they asked me Tuesday, and I was like, wow. I said, look at God. Like you say, it's all about his timing and not our timing.
It is.
And then
there's many reasons for timing. Sometimes it's working in us, and sometimes it's God doing stuff in other people. But, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. So then the other one was my brother that stays in the house. I was having trouble having him commit to financial responsibilities. So I went in my room and I closed the door. And I told the Lord about him. And I asked him to do this, this, and this for me, please, so I wouldn't have to confront him. And he walked in one day, and, I mean, he called me on the phone, and he told me to meet him, and he met all his financial obligations.
Praise
so
God.
That was the cruising. Yeah, that was the cruising situation. And and before, I guess I was, like, constantly asking him. So I said, you know what? I'm not going to ask him anymore. I said, I'm going to let God handle him. And I'm not going to ask him not one thing anymore.
Yep.
And it was like so easy. I said, thank you, Lord. So from
thank
now
you,
on,
Jesus.
I'm not going to ask him. Yeah. I said, so when you said cruising, I knew exactly what you were talking about. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. I love hearing the stories. It is just so cool to hear what God does in people's life. That's just so neat. Yeah, you know, and many times.
I want to ask you. I had received a prophecy last week that the Lord said he was clothing me in gold, and I was wondering if you know what that means. I know it can mean several different things.
Yeah, I was trying to think. I believe the ark, you know, the only thing that comes to mind is the Ark of the Covenant, I believe, was wrapped in gold, was wrapped in gold. That was the presence of God. You can probably Google and look up, you know, the meaning of gold and various things, but that's the first thing. I'll just say that's the first thing that came to mind. Was the Ark
the
of the Covenant, which the anointing of God, the presence of God was wrapped in gold.
I didn't think
yeah,
of
and
that.
That's, I mean, that's very powerful. That's very powerful. So, and I would pray into
Thank
it
you,
and
Lord.
See if God gives you anything else about it. But
okay,
like I said, the anointing and presence of God, the anointing of God was embodied in that ark. So,
amen.
That's powerful. That's a powerful word to receive.
Yes. That's why I've been pondering and praying on it since I received it last week.
Yeah. Awesome. That's an awesome word. You know, he refines us, you know, he refines us like gold, too. So, awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. That's an awesome word.
Thank you.
As far as wrapped in gold, that's what comes to mind.
Yeah, he says he was going to clothe me in gold. And I was signing, because the person that gave me the word, it came off of PDN, but she wasn't exactly sure, you know, what it meant at the time.
Yeah. You know, the word says we're covered, you know, we're covered with Christ. So, we're covered with him. Yeah. I would just pray into it and see what else God shows you about it. But that's awesome.
Okay.
Well, was there anything else you want to pray for before we go?
Oh, no, that's it. And I thank you.
Oh, thank you too, hon. And thank you for telling me. I love hearing the stories. Thank you for telling me all about that.
Okay.
Good night.
Well, you have a blessed night.
You too, hon.
Bye.
Okay, 954-580. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, Jeannie. This is Carolyn.
Oh, hi, Carolyn.
Calling from Jamaica.
Well,
hi.
Good to talk to you. Haven't talked to you in a while.
Thank you. Same here. Yes.
Oh, hi, Nate. Okay. Well, oops, almost lost you there. Okay. Lord, I thank you tonight for Carolyn, Lord, and Lord, I thank you. I'm hearing the word breezes. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the breezes of God. Lord, I thank you for the wind of God. The wind of God. Lord, I thank you, Father, for the breath of God blowing upon Carolyn, blowing upon her situation, Lord, blowing in her life. Lord, blowing in her life. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for the voice of God. Lord, I thank you for the voice of God. It's interesting, Carolyn, it's like a, you know, it's like I see the like the wind blowing through the trees. It's like I see the wind blowing and the breeze and like the voice of the Lord being carried upon the wind, being carried to you. You know, and it's not a violent wind. It's not a hard wind. It's like a like just a beautiful breeze coming and the voice of the Lord coming in that. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for rest for Carolyn, Lord, that even as she rests in you, Lord, as she sits and just enjoys the breeze, as she enjoys, Lord, sitting in the sunshine, Lord, as she just sits and relaxes and rests in you, Lord, for her hearing your voice, Lord, in ways that she's not even heard you before, that, Lord, for a clarity coming to her, Lord, for her hearing you. Lord, for a new level of hearing, a new level of understanding, Lord. Carolyn, I just see you. It's like I just see you in a lounge chair, just like sitting out in the yard, something, just relaxing with God, and just being in ease with the Lord, and for the clarity, just being able to. You know, we all want to hear God better all the time. I know I always like, Lord, please help me to hear clearly. But it's like I just see you as you rest in God and as you, even in resting in the natural too, but as you're resting in God and relaxing and just being at peace, that like a greater level of clarity of hearing, of understanding, just a greater level of hearing coming to you. And I don't know if you've had questions before the Lord, that there's things you've been inquiring him about, but I just sense you hearing in a new way, and it becoming that hearing God, and you, I'm sure you hear God now, but you hearing God, that his voice becoming very familiar to you, very recognizing his God, not only hearing it, but also recognizing God's voice to where we can. You know, because we'll all at times we'll hear something and we'll say, okay, was that me or was that God? Or was that, you know, was that the enemy? Was that me? Was that my own mind? You know, was that my own thought or was that the Lord? You know, I mean, we all do that. And there's probably not a Christian in this world that doesn't go through that at times. But that, you know, and so identifying the voice of God is always a huge thing of not only say, you know, understanding, okay, yes, that was the Lord, you know, or I heard something, but then identifying that was God. That was God. I know. I recognize his voice. I recognize his leading. I recognize the peace that came with that. So, Lord, I just thank you, Father, Lord, for greater levels of peace, greater levels of hearing, greater levels of understanding and recognizing, Lord, and for just a greater rest, a greater peace for Carolyn, Lord. Lord, that she will have such a contentment in trusting you, God, and such a contentment in knowing that you're watching over her. Yeah, and over those things, Lord, and that you're hearing her prayers, God, and that you are attentive to her, Lord, that as a loving Father, you are attentive to her. And, Lord, I thank you for those gentle breezes, and I thank you, Lord, for just peace and rest and honestly just relaxation of being able to just be restored in God's presence and knowing that you don't have to work it up. You don't have to try to work up the presence of God. You don't have to try to you know, sometimes we've all done it. I mean, we've all done it where we just, it's like, oh, if I can just pray hard enough, if I can just fast enough, if I can read the word enough, if I can do, rather than sometimes we just sit and enjoy God. You know, at times we don't even have to say prayers. Some of the clearest hearing we'll have at times is just go sit on the back porch. You know, sometimes I can just go sit on the back porch and just sit and just open my heart and my mind to the Lord and just watch the birds or watch the horses or the cows and just sit back there and allow God to speak. Because when we have things going on in life or even just questions, it's real easy. It's real easy for me to do a lot of the talking rather than sometimes just being quiet and just resting in God's goodness and his presence and just letting God talk. You know, you may not do that as much as I do, but I can find myself sometimes doing all of the talking and all of the thinking rather than just saying, God, what's on your mind today? And just letting God just share with us and love on us and just resting in him. So, Lord, I bless Carolyn, Lord, and I bless her life and Lord, everything that surrounds her life and her finances and her body, Father, and I just thank you, Lord, for just bringing a new rest and a new sound, Lord, a new sound to her and a new, just greater hearing, greater ability hearing and greater confidence in hearing and Lord, just a new rest, a greater level of rest. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. I can relate to that word. I have been praying to be able to just hear God's voice more and just like rest, renewal, refreshing. I have been praying to the Lord for that. So thank you very much for sharing that word.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thank you, Jesus. You know, we all want to hear the Lord better. You know, all of us that love the Lord, we're always wanting to hear him better and better and better. And sometimes we ourselves are our biggest hindrance because we try so hard or we're trying to press in so much. And sometimes just that rest, you know, just that peace and rest in God and just snuggling up in his presence, then we'll hear. You know, sometimes the desire to want to hear will get in the way of just hearing, you know, of just being his child and just hearing. So thank you, Jesus. Well, was there anything in particular you were wanting prayer about, Carolyn?
Yes, and I have a testimony to share because the last time we spoke, I asked you to pray in regard to my transition from one department to the next. And mm-hmm. God yeah. worked it out for me, and everything was so grateful to the Lord for that.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yeah, I remember us talking about that, about going to the other department. Thank you, Lord. God is so good.
Yes.
I mean, he's so good and so kind to us. So what were you wanting the prayer about?
Yes, because I'm working, but I'm studying too. So we're yet to know the date for the examination that I will sit. So I'm just asking you that you will just help me pray that the date will be favorable, the exam will be favorable, and I'm hoping to get vacation in May, and I'm praying that the exam will not be structured before because I really need the time off to study too.
Right.
So,
not interfere with that. Exactly.
Hoping to get that vacation and prepare better.
Yeah. Lord, we just come into agreement, Lord, that your timing is perfect, Father. And I just thank you, God, for Lord, working this timing around that it would not interfere with Carolyn's vacation, Lord, that she will still be able to have her vacation and her time off and just that time of restoration and time, Lord, of of just enjoying being off. But Lord, we ask, Lord, for a perfect timing, Lord, for confidence in Carolyn, Lord, in taking this exam, Lord, that things will all just come together, Lord, that she'll have no concerns or no worries about it, Lord, because you're with her and you're strengthening her and you're helping her, Lord. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for bringing things to remembrance, Lord, that everything in this exam, Lord, that she will breeze through this without a second thought. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for preparing her, for preparing those that preparing everything in advance of this exam, Lord, and that she will just breeze right through it without any concern. And, Lord, we just thank you for the timing, Lord, that there will be no hindrance and no interference. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
Oh,
have
God bless you.
Night.
You too, hon. Thank you for calling. And thank
You're
you
welcome.
For the testimony. Yeah. Good night.
You're welcome.
903-918. Is this Miss Michelle?
Yes, it is.
How are you tonight, sweetie?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Let's just pray for your father. I thank you for Michelle, Lord. And Lord, I just thank you for your love for her, Lord. I thank you for the strength that you've given her, Lord. I thank you for surrounding her, Lord, with your protection, surrounding her, God, with your presence. Lord, I thank you, God, for hearing her prayers, Lord, that your ear is attuned to her, that you do hear her prayers, and Lord, that you, Lord, that you never turn a deaf ear to her, Lord, that you are always listening. Father, I thank you, God, for giving her insight, for giving her wisdom. And Lord, I thank you, God, for bringing new joys. Lord, I thank you, Father, for answered prayers. And Lord, I thank you, God, for even some new friendships. Lord, I thank you for new acquaintances and new friendships, Lord, and just some new things in life. Lord, sometimes life, it can seem like we're doing the same old, and the same paths and the same people and the same routines. And Lord, sometimes it can just seem like, okay, you know, we can all, at times we can feel like maybe we're in a rut or just feel like, you know what, I could use something new in life. So, Father, Lord, I just thank you for some new things for Michelle. Lord, I thank you for some new acquaintances. Lord, I thank you for just some new things, Lord. Just some new things, Lord. You know. Father, you know. And, Lord, I thank you for bringing provision. Lord, I thank you for bringing healing. Lord, I thank you for the wisdom, like a word in season. Lord, your word says that we're to be instant in season and out, Lord, that when there are situations in family and such, that when Michelle needs wisdom on the spot, so to speak, that at that moment that she needs a word from you, that she needs a wisdom from you, God, that you are there instantly, Lord, to fill her mouth, where your word says if we open our mouth that you will fill it. Lord, that you give her the wisdom in season, that she is able to speak words of God, that she is able to speak the wisdom of God in a moment, God, because of your spirit that is within her. When situations arise, Lord, that she can confidently, Lord, turn her heart and her focus to you and know that right in that instant, Lord, that you are going to speak through her and give the wisdom that's needed in a situation, even if we're in a dire situation, even if it's a situation that's needing an answer immediately, that's, you know, a situation that's going on, that we need the wisdom of God right then, that God will speak wisdom through you into the situation and into the people around those situations, to disarm those things, to calm those things, even to bring answers of, okay, we need to do this and this. In words that will pierce hearts, words that will turn hearts, words that will, at the moment, you may not always see a change, but don't think that that's what's really going on at times, because at times you'll say things that you may not see a reaction in that individual at the moment, but they will ponder that later because of the seed that's planted, because of the anointing that's upon the words, that you'll say things that later it will have taken root in their heart and you will see changes in their lives because of what God has said. So, Father, I just thank you, Lord, for using Michelle. And, Lord, I just thank you, God, for some new things for some new interests, for some new people, for some new joys, some new things, Lord. And, Lord, I thank you for using her in wisdom and using her in the instant, Lord, in an instant, Lord, that you'll use her and you'll speak to her in situations, Lord, that needs your wisdom. Lord, when we don't always have the wisdom, Lord, those situations where your wisdom is all that will work in those. So, Father, I thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. That was right on time.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
I've been praying, and I've been feeling like I was in a rut. And yeah. I just needed new things, but, you know, just doing the same old thing every day. Oh, man, that was right on time. That was God. He heard me. Praise the
he
Lord.
Does. That's you know, that like I said, that's what I was kind of feeling, was that feeling of I'm in a rut. I'm just doing the same old thing. So praise God. But, you know, God's got an interesting life for us, and he has a way of bringing some new things into our life and new people and new activities, just things that gets us out of that same old all the time. So, Jesus, we thank you in advance for the new things, for the interesting things and the fun things, Lord, that just adds to Michelle's life. Lord, we thank you in advance. Amen.
Amen.
Was there anything in particular you were needing prayer about, Michelle?
Well, even in that, you prayed concerning it, the particular thing that I needed.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He knows, honey. He knows. You know, I don't know anything, but God knows.
Yeah, he knows, and he just lets you say it. So praise God. Thank you, woman of God, for allowing God to use you in such a mighty way.
Oh, you're more than welcome, hon. You're more than welcome, and thanks for calling in, and thanks for waiting.
Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, too. At 202-722, who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Jeannie. This is Nicole. I'm from Washington, D.C.
Hi, Nicole. How you doing tonight, sweetie? I thought that was your number. I couldn't find you on my list right there, but I thought it was.
I'm doing okay.
Good.
Praise God.
Good to talk to you. Well, Lord, I thank you for Nicole tonight, and Lord, I thank you for the joy that she is to others. Lord, I thank you for the joy that you pour through her. God, I thank you. God, I thank you, Lord, that how even her presence at times lights up a room. How her the presence of God that's within her, Lord, and Lord, it changes the atmosphere in the rooms at times. Lord, that when Nicole comes in, Lord, that when Nicole comes in, that the atmosphere begins to change. Lord, I thank you, Father, that, yes, even the enemy at times knows that she has entered the room, that she has come in the presence of God, that God has come with her. And sometimes it'll bring agitation because the enemy does, you know, the enemy doesn't like us. There will be times that we will see when the presence of God is in us, when God is in us, that we will see at times it stir up the demonic realm. You know, just like when Jesus stepped out where the demoniac was, you know, and they cried out. You know, when Jesus would come in places and the devils would cry out because of the presence of God, because of who he was, because of the anointing upon his life. And sometimes we'll get in situations now. I myself went through that years, and it's been years ago now. I worked at a veterinary clinic where they hired a girl that came in that, unbeknownst to me at the time, she was a witch. I mean, she went to graveyards. She did blood stuff. I mean, she was a witch. And she hated me from right off. And at first I was like, how strange, because she wasn't even from this part of the United States. She was from from states and states away. But then as I began to watch her, to see things she was doing, it's like, you know, and just listen to some things she said, I thought, oh, okay, it's the spirit that's within her that doesn't like the spirit that's within me, because, you know, the demonic recognizes the spirit of God. So, and I don't know why I'm getting into all of this, other than, you know, what I was sensing at first is just the presence of God goes with you. And when you go into a room, you do the light of God. It exposes, it brings those that love the Lord and those that are for us. Anyhow, it will bring favor. It will change the atmosphere in a room. It brings the light of God with us. But it also, that presence will expose things at times too, because those things will tend to rear their head. So we just are aware. I mean, we're aware. We're aware that when we see some, when we see those that raise their head or raise their, you know, that rear up against us, and there's not really a reason that we can see, many times that's the spirit that is within them, that recognizes the spirit that is within us. But we just know that God overcomes, and that light dispels the darkness. And so, Father, I thank you for the favor of God that's on Michelle's life. And, Lord, I thank you for the power of God, the power of the anointing that dwells within her, Lord. Lord, that the anointing destroys the yoke. And, Lord, I thank you even in the situations where that there would be those maybe that are bound by darkness, Father, that their lives would be touched, that they would see and recognize, that you would be able to pierce through the darkness that has enveloped them, Lord. And that they would recognize the love of God, that they would be able to see, even in Nicole's life, those things, to know that there's a God that can set them free and that can help them and can bless them. And, Lord, that they would be delivered and that they would be set free from captivity. But, Lord, I thank you for using Nicole. Lord, I thank you, Father, for your light shining from her, Lord, and you using her, God, to even change the atmosphere in places where she goes, that the Spirit of God can freely move and the love of God can easily be felt. And Lord, I just thank you, God, for covering her and protecting her, Lord, and keeping her safe wherever she goes. And Lord, we thank you for your covering. But, Lord, we know that you are great and mighty and good. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I hope that resonates with you. It was like when I started to pray and sense just how the atmosphere could be changed when you went in somewhere. Almost immediately, I began to also see how that the enemy how it stirs up the enemy at times. But, you know, our desire is always for God to set those people free and to bring healing and deliverance into their lives too.
Amen. It definitely resonated. I've been working two jobs, and at one job that I just resigned from, I faced so much opposition. And it was just seemed to come out of nowhere, and that has happened to me before at jobs, not all the time, but mm-hmm. It was particularly hard this time since I didn't, when I would come home, I couldn't talk to my husband about it. And so it confirmed what I believe and what I believed was happening. So I'm so happy that the Lord gave you that for me. Praise God.
Praise Jesus. It helps to understand. I mean, it really does, because some of that stuff can be a little mind-boggling. You think, I don't even know you. Why are you hating me? And when we understand that it's a spiritual thing, then it kind of is like, oh, okay, yeah, I know what's going on here. You know, we still have to pray about it. We still have to, keep our hearts in what right concerning it. And just let God handle it. You know, we just obey Him and continue to live the life of a a loved, anointed child of God, and let the Lord handle it. And, you know, we never know exactly how much our life has an impact on those others that are in captivity. So, but it does help to understand, to know that, okay, this is not just a person that's decided to give me problems. This is a spiritual thing going on in them.
Yes. And then I think it shaped some of my decisions too, as I thought about that.
Yeah. Well, we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but with powers and principalities. So, you know, things that are spiritual, we have to deal with them in the spirit realm, through prayer, through communion, have others pray, pray with us and agree in prayer over situations and ask God's wisdom in that. And of course, sometimes it requires asking the Lord to open the eyes of others that are around us, because, you know, I know in the situation where this lady was a witch that was working there, she tried her best to turn the clinic against me and stuff, and was telling lies and things. And I had to walk through that. You know, ultimately the Lord moved her on, but you still have to walk through it. Just true enough, we still have to deal with the situations that those people create, because the enemy's working through them. But we just continue to try to be a witness and use the wisdom of God in dealing with it and how to walk through it. Because, you know, once again, we want to be wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove.
Amen.
And not be vulnerable to things. So we just keep praying and keep asking God and knowing that God's got us and that God's covering us and that He'll get us to the other side of it, and the Lord will deal with the situation.
Amen.
Well, was there anything else that you were wanted to tell us about, or anything else you were needing prayer about?
I wanted to ask for a prayer for my mom. She's been struggling with hoarding for a long time. Mm-hmm. She wasn't facing that oppression when I was a child, or even when I was a teenager, but she's had it now for a while, and I just wanted to ask if you would pray for her deliverance from that demonic oppression.
Yeah. Father, we just come into agreement, amen, to call, Lord, that for her mom, Lord, that you would bring, deliver her from captivity in this, Lord, that this oppression that the demons, Lord, of hell, Lord, that this oppression of the enemy that would come against her mind, Lord, that, Lord, that you would break that off. Father, we speak, we just speak health and wholeness to her mind, Lord. We speak health and wholeness to her body, Lord, that her eyes, even, Lord, that any scales be removed from her eyes, Lord, that she see clearly, Lord, that she be able to recognize, Lord, that what's going on there, Lord, that she be able to understand, Lord. Father, that you just bring a healing and a deliverance in her life, Lord. Father, that she would know that she always has ample supply. Lord, that she can trust you for ample supply. You know, sometimes I've seen people that would tend to hoard, that at times it was, it could be, because I've seen that two or three times in different ones, even in this area, that it seemed like sometimes it was based in a fear of not having enough, a fear of lack in some way. Now, I know the demonic comes in, the enemy comes in and just brings like an actual oppression and things. But I know at least in one or two of the cases that I was aware of, it stemmed from a fear of not having enough. It kind of depends on what the situation is, but Father, you know, and Lord, we just speak freedom. Lord, we just speak freedom to her mother in this situation, God. And Lord, that you would just move on her behalf, Lord, that every band that would be around her mind, every demonic influence that would try to speak to her, that would try to influence her, God, Lord, that she just be set free. Whom the Son set free is free indeed. Lord, your word says that we shall know the truth and the truth will make us free. And Father, we just ask that you reveal truth to her, God, that truth just rise up within her, the truth of God, truth, Lord, the truth of oppression, the truth, Lord, of realizing that the enemy has been trying to work against her. So, Lord, we just speak freedom and wholeness over her mom. And we thank you for it in advance, Jesus. We thank you, Father, in advance for freedom from captivity. In the Lord's mighty name, amen. Uh-oh, I think I lost her. Okay. Well, hopefully she heard it. It looks like her call dropped. All right, I'll move on to the next caller. 919-292. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, Gina, and this is Shaquilla calling out of North Carolina.
Shaquilla?
Yes, how are you?
Good, good. I don't think I've talked to you too much here lately. I don't remember talking to you recently. Well, I hope you're doing good tonight.
It's been about a couple of weeks. I'm doing great. I hope you are.
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you for asking. Lord, I just thank you for Shaquilla, Father, and I thank you, God, for her expectations being met. Lord, I just almost immediately heard that, Shaquilla. Father, I thank you for Shaquilla's expectations being met. Lord, your word says that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's the things hoped for. It's our hope that feeds our expectations, and our expectations actually translates into faith as we begin to expect things. You know, and when we're a kid growing up, you know, there are things, you know, we're getting ready for Christmas, and mom and dad, they'll bring those Sears, this is way back when, honey, they bring the Sears catalog and the Montgomery Ward's catalog, and, you know, and it's like, okay, you know, go through there and find something. So we would be like, oh, I hope I get this and I hope I get that. You know, we might pick out three or four things and then say, okay, you pick out three or four things and we'll get a couple of them or whatever. But see, as Christmas got closer, then we had that expectation. Oh, I'm getting these things. I'm getting it. You know, and it was kind of it's like a shift in gears from that hope. You know, we hope, but we shift gears to where it's like an expectation. And our expectation, you know, we expect to see God move. You know, we just have that expectation that, you know, just that assurance. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm expecting God to bless me. You know, I hope God blesses me, but I've gone beyond hope. I'm expecting God to bless me. I'm expecting God to answer my prayers because he loves me, because he's good, and because he hears me. So, Lord, I thank you, Father, for moving in Shaquilla's life, but, Lord, that her expectations being met, Lord, that you're growing and working in her, Lord, that she has an expectation. And I just sense, Shaquilla, that you already have expectations. Like I said, we move, we hope for things, but then that hope, it goes to the next level to where expectations. So, Lord, I thank you for Shaquilla's expectations being met, Lord, Lord, because her faith being ignited, ignited by you, God, ignited, Lord, to see things come to pass, to see things come into manifestation, Lord, things that she's been longing for and hoping for, and, Lord, things that you have put desires in her heart, Lord, where you have put desires in her heart, where you have given her Lord, the dreams. Lord, you have given her the dreams, and you have given her the vision for things. And, Lord, you have put an expectation in her heart, Lord, and you have fed it and nurtured it and watered it. And, Lord, I thank you for those expectations being met. And, Lord, I thank you for the witness. I thank you for the testimony. And I thank you for the great joy, Lord, the great joy, Lord, of when we receive those things that you've promised us. I thank you, Lord, for the great joy that comes with it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen. That was so powerful. You always right on. Like, you're right on. I'm just like, wow. I thank God for you. And I just thank God for you. I'm kind of speechless. And I do have a testimony. I haven't talked to you, I think, in about the last time you prayed for me, I wanted you to pray for me about moving, because mm-hmm. I was in the process of moving like that weekend. And so I moved, but I did not have anything but my clothes. So I had to get everything, you know, basically I needed the whole house full of stuff. So I had looked on Facebook, because I said, as long as I have a washer and dryer and I had somewhere to sleep, I was fine. I'd get all the rest of the stuff some other time. So what I did, I looked on Facebook and I found someone that was selling a washer and dryer, but I was kind of skeptical because they wanted the deposit up front, and I was like, okay, I don't know if this is legit or whatever. So, but anyways, I ended up got my stepdad to go and get the washer and dryer for me. And when I got there, did not know, but the people were moving her mother-in-law belongings out of the apartment, and they were selling, like, everything in the house. So I got, like, a whole bedroom suit that was, like, barely new, barely used, and a living room set for under, like, $500.
Wow. Awesome.
So, like, God had it all set up, because even before then, let me back up. Even before then, I tried to get a mattress and, like, a bed frame, and the people wanted, like, $600 or $700 for it, but I only had a certain amount of money, and I was like, okay. So I said that I was going to apply for this leasing thing, but I got denied for the leasing thing. But that's why I had got denied, because God had already had it set up where when I went to get the washer and dryer, like, there were other items there, you know. So I purchased those items from the lady, and I had enough to purchase everything. So I furnished the whole house. People brought, like, I didn't buy anything except for, like, the bedroom stuff and the living room stuff. I bought that. God blessed me with the money to buy that. And then other people bought me, like, I got a 55-inch TV, the TV stand. I got a friend of mine bought me a microwave cart. Like, it was just mind-blowing the way God did things. So I just I say all that to say to someone that's listening and waiting on God to do it, just continue to trust God. Like, have your expectancy. Expect him to move, because he's going to do it. If he spoke it, if he said he was going to do it for you, he's going to do it. It's all about timing. What I learned in the time of me, you know, waiting to move, I've been waiting to move like 2 years, and everything that God spoke, like, it happened, and it happened so smooth. So I'm just thankful, and I give God all the praise, the honor, the glory. I know that there's more that God has in store for me. You know, there's more. Even my family, like my mom and my grandmother, they weren't speaking. And now, like, it just happened all of a sudden. Like, they're talking. They're back out to eat. It's just mind-blowing what God is doing.
That's,
like,
amazing.
Prayers, I can run up and down and jump up and down right now. But the things that God is doing, the prayers God is answering my prayers, and I know that he's going to continue to answer those prayers. So I don't want to take up a lot of your time, but I'm just saying, whoever's listening, if you're waiting on God, wait on them. Those prayers that you have that aligns up with God's will, they're going to come to pass. If God spoke it and that's what God wants for you, it's going to happen.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing. Yes, thank you, Lord. That's awesome. I mean, that's exactly what's happened then, is your expectation. You know, I heard expectations being met, that God is meeting your expectations. And absolutely, on the furniture, God had a better deal for you. So, I mean, he gave you a much better deal than you would have ever even got with the other thing where you got turned down. So that's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing all of that.
No problem. It's my pleasure.
That's precious. Well, was there anything else you were wanting prayer about while I got you?
I had some dreams that didn't, I felt like it was the enemy. Like, I had three dreams that I'm sitting here thinking about them now. Like, it just, I'm not sure about them. And it just didn't.
You know, if it's a dream that's from the enemy, just ignore them. One thing God has worked. He's given dreams is an area that the Lord has dealt with me a lot through the years. He's led me a lot by it. He's taught me. And the enemy will, you know, particularly if you are a dreamer, the enemy will at times try to give you dreams. But I say if it's the enemy, just totally discount them and don't even worry. Don't even think about them, because that's what he will try to do, is try to get you caught up into worrying about it or trying to figure it out. But if you really feel like a dream is from the enemy, just totally ignore it and forget about it.
Okay.
The only ones that we want to remember are the ones that are from the Lord. And typically if there's a feeling of fear or a feeling of anxiety with a dream, that's typically not God, because God's dreams, even if there's a warning in them, you won't feel fear, because God doesn't bring fear to us. If God gives us a warning, you will see, okay, this is something that I need to inquire God about, but you won't have a feeling of anxiety with it.
Okay.
So anything that feels like it brings any kind of torment, any kind of worry, any kind of fear, that is going to be of the enemy. And the best thing you can do is totally ignore it and put it out of your mind and not give it a second thought.
Okay.
And you'll know the difference. You know, those dreams that are from God, there's just a difference about them. So.
Yeah, because all three of them brought some type of, like, anxiety and fear, like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not God. Yeah. That, you know, God has given me dreams through the years, dreams that would be information, dreams. He's given me warning dreams at times. He's given me dreams, things come.
Mm-hmm.
And never one time, even on the warning dreams, did it have fear or anxiety attached to it. It would just be, okay, this happened, and there would be no emotion of that sort with it. You know, there would be dreams that would be good dreams. But like I said, those dreams that bring anxiety or bring fear, they're not from God. And best thing we can do with the enemy is just ignore him, because all he ever wants is attention anyhow.
Right.
Right. Well, thank you for calling in, girl, and thank you so much for sharing all of that. That thrills my heart to hear what God's
thank
doing.
Thank you for having me.
He's blessing you and working and just showing you that he's moving on your behalf. And so awesome about your family, just all of it. Thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
God bless.
Truly a blessing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for waiting. Good night.
Oh, no problem. God bless you.
Let's see. 251-342. Is this Miss Latrice?
It is. How are you, Jeannie?
I'm good, honey. How are you tonight?
It is well, in spite of. It is well.
Okay. I understand. Alrighty. Well, let's pray for you. Father, I thank you for Latrice, God. And Lord, I just thank you, God, for Lord, for covering her. Lord, I thank you, God, for Lord, just giving her peace in the storm. Lord, giving her peace in the storm. Lord, that it, even like with Jesus, when the boat began to rock, Lord, that there were the disciples, some of them, they got beside themselves. And Lord, don't you care that we're going to die? And Jesus was able just to sleep in the storm. And of course, he rose up and quieted the storm, Lord. And I thank you, God, Lord, that even how when you give us peace in a storm, Lord, that sometimes when there are outside influences that would like to rock our boat, Lord, that when they see the peace, us be at peace in the storm, Lord, that it works the other way and it rocks their boat, because they don't understand how that we have a peace. Lord, that when others would try to bring a storm into our life, or others situations around us, even just situations would bring a storm, Lord, and that others sometimes are amazed at the peace that we walk through the storm, the peace that we have in the midst of the storm. Oh, Lord, I thank you, Lord, for it. Lord, not only maybe at times rocking the boat of others to see us walk in peace and walk in rest as we go through things, Lord, but that it also would be a witness to others, Lord, that it would be a witness to them that they would realize that this person's got something that's genuine. This person has got something that I don't have. This person has something that I need to know about. So, Lord, I thank you for the peace of God, Lord, on Latrice, and, Lord, for the rest that you work in her, Lord, and Father, Lord, even as she rests, as she stays in peace, Lord, even answers in your voice coming to her, Lord. Lord, that you're just able to work in and around her life all the quicker, Lord, as she stays at peace and she stays at rest, Lord, and that, Lord, that nothing will be able to rock her boat, Lord, as she keeps her focus on you and her trust in you, Lord, that it'll be a witness to others. And, Lord, that you will work in every situation. You'll work in every situation. But, Lord, we thank you for, Lord, that you get the glory. Lord, that you get the glory in everything. And, Lord, when others ask, how do you stay so peaceful in the with things going on around you, that we always point to God, Lord, that we always point to you and say it's the peace of God that's in my heart. It's the peace of God. It's the assurance that the Lord is with me and that the Lord is for me, that he never leaves me and he never forsakes me. And it's the assurance that God is bigger than any situation than I would ever face. Lord, we thank you that we can trust you and that we can rest in you. And Lord, we thank you that you're bigger than anything. Whether people, situations, jobs, finances, health, Lord, any of it, Lord, that you're bigger than all of it. And Lord, we just give you the glory. We give you the glory and the honor and the praise. Lord, for you are the overcomer, the ultimate conqueror, the ultimate overcomer, Lord. But we thank you, Lord, that we too are overcomers through Christ. And, Lord, we just praise you and you thank you, Lord, for working in the midst of everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you.
Yeah. I don't know what all that is about. I hopefully you know what that's all about. But
peace. That's it. After patience is the promise.
Well, I don't, like I said, I don't know if there are situations going on around your life, but it was just God's peace working there and it actually being a witness. So we just thank the Lord. We thank the Lord. Well, Latrice, was there anything you were wanting prayer about while I got you?
No, but I do have you pray for, I think, my children. I know you pray for all of them, but my daughter, I think, on last week, someone called her. She has a nonprofit, and someone called her and gave her a grant.
Wow!
And I want to give her testimony and thank God for that process because she's now able to help some of the parents of the children that are in her nonprofit with. Rent and utilities and food and other subsidies that they may need during this time.
Mm-hmm.
So that was awesome.
Yeah, praise God. Praise God for doing that and for the favor of God in getting that the Lord would bring that food for her.
They have to apply. They found her.
That's awesome.
Oh, God.
God has a way of getting things to us that what we would never be able to do on our own, but God has a way of just bringing things through to us. I love that.
Amen.
Awesome.
Amen. So I do thank you, Jenny, and I decree the blessings of the Lord upon you.
Thank you, ma'am. I receive it, girl.
So, God, until next week, we'll meet again. The Lord says the same.
Yes, ma'am. Well, God bless you and God keep you, girl, and you have a good week.
Thank you. Likewise. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, y'all, I hate to say it, but I'm going to have to end the program. I think it's 8:41, and I have to be completely logged off before 8:45 for Randy to get on. So I'm so very sorry I wasn't able to get to everyone tonight. I just had more callers than I could get to tonight. So Randy will be on at 9 o'clock, so hopefully you can call back and get into his program tonight. And then absolutely, I plan to be here next Monday night too. So God bless each and every one. May he answer your prayers. May the dreams of God come be fulfilled in your life. He keep you, protect you, and cover you all week. And God's purposes be done in your life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.